It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
And welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show and our not Ask Ross, but Ask Andy segment, where you get to take over the show. I'm Jim Galante, sitting in for Andy, and Andy's filling the big chair. He's filling in for Ross.
Who miss is you, Ross, the boss. This is a segment where I'll say I miss you, boss.
All right. But Ask Andy, just like Ask Ross, is brought to you by our buddies at 409 Tailgate Club. I'll tell you what, and Andy, you got to experience it also. We got to tailgate with the 409 guys. What a great experience, huh?
Yeah, we already knew they could throw a party after eating their food for as long as we have. We've eaten their rubs and sauces and on many various kinds of, you know, barbecued flesh that's just outstanding. But yeah, it was kind of fun to stop and say hi to the gents.
I know you had tailgate session. Another appointment before you got over, and I know you are a huge fan of the chicken rub on his chicken wings. He had them on the grill. Did you get a chance to get any?
Did not. They were all gone.
Oh, my God.
By the time I got over to see you guys, they were all gone. All I got was a burger with his all-purpose rub on it.
Oh, my God. Oh, you didn't get any of the ribs either?
No. They were all gone.
Let me just give you a little hint, Andy. Next time you're invited to the 409 tailgate, club tailgate,
get there early.
I was there for the setup. I didn't miss a thing, trust me. All right, Andrew P, it's time to answer some questions. At the end, you're going to tell us the best question. So ready?
Yeah, they get that tailgate with honor box.
Yes, they do. Rubs, sauces, apron, the whole nine yards. Let's start with Doug from Ellicott City in Maryland. With the uncertainty at tight end and the apparent depth at wide receiver, something you had already talked about, can Juwan Johnson play the Gesicki role for some drives and important third down plays to get shorter in with Johnson, Tompkins, and either Polk or Hamler? And one last note from Doug. Thanks, and enjoy a few daddy sodas on Andy. I'm sure that was for Ross. Anyway.
Yeah,
what do you think?
I don't think he's having a problem with that at the NFL draft. My thought is no, you do not. You do not move Juwan Johnson out of the role that fits him best to fill a hole that you can cover in other ways. Whether it's Tommy Stevens, whether it's one of those tight ends getting a little bit better, the trio of, you know, Holland, Dalton, and Nick Bowers. You just have to hope that they get healthy and a little bit better. But I think you can also do a little two running back set to do that. I don't think moving Juwan Johnson is the answer. I would not move Juwan Johnson, especially after what I saw in the last three games last year, where he was always doing fine, but he grew into that role and became more of an asset rather than just an option. There is a big difference in my mind of being an asset and an option. First 7-8 games, he was an option. I think the last three games, and particularly in the bowl game, he was an asset. So you don't take an asset and use it to cover another hole. It's a good thought. Juwan Johnson could line up there and be just fine, but I don't think you do it.
And we have the lion position.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. Tommy Stevens is always part of that equation.
All right. Here's a question, Andy, for us old-timers, and we'll see how old you are. Matt from Scranton said, Mike Reed visited about a week and a half ago now and says, with the 50th anniversary of the 1968 undefeated Nittany Lions, who, in your opinion, was more valuable to that team's defensive success, Jack Ham or Mike Reed? I'm ready to take this question if you're not.
Yeah, I have a thought, but go ahead, Jim.
Mike Reed. Yeah. Mike Reed, I believe, was a captain of that team. He was a year ahead of Jack Ham, I think more mature. And my memory bank tells me Reed was the dominant player on that team, on that defense.
He was. So I would counter and say that Mike Reed was the most influential player for Penn State on that defense. I think the pure best football player on that defense that season was Jack Ham, but I would take Mike Reed as well.
Well, I think in the NFL career, Jack Ham proved that.
Correct.
And for you youngsters, we're going to do a little history lesson here. That team, not only undefeated, went to the Orange Bowl. Do you know who they played? Do you remember?
I was three. Oh, no, I just gave away my age.
They played Kansas. Yes, Kansas in the Orange Bowl. Penn State down a touchdown late in the game. They score. They're down 14-13. No overtime back then. They chose to go for two. They missed. But Kansas had 12 men on the field. Penn State got a second try, at which they were successful. 15-14 winners, undefeated team, Orange Bowl. All right, history lesson there for the youngsters.
There you go.
Next question. For Dave from Milwaukee. Hey, Ross, who makes it to the national championship game first? Not necessarily win, but just make it. James Franklin, Joe Moorhead, and Huff and Shoop, or Herb Hand. Intentionally didn't include Josh Gattis.
James Franklin. It's not even close to, in my book. It's James Franklin only because he's getting significantly better players, and I think Penn State is further along in terms of talent development at, you know, that high level talent development that you look at across the board than where any of those other guys are. I really think it's James Franklin. He will create the best opportunity for a team to do that. Although I'm fascinated to watch Joe Moorhead coach at Mississippi State.
Can't wait for that. All right, here's the next one. Tom from Lansdale. Ross and guys, love the show. What are your thoughts about the offense under Ricky Ronnie's control? He didn't like some of the wrinkles that were used in the bowl game, the shovel pass, but it was a fun win. Did you see anything new that he's instituted that provides a glimpse of his style and effectiveness as a play caller?
Yeah, I think with Trace McSorley as your trigger guy, if it's not broke, which it's not and wasn't and has been with him as your trigger guy, you don't try and fix it. You're going to put some stuff in that is your own. I think he freely admitted during the spring and after, you know, sort of after the blue-white game and, you know, when you do that, when you have those after-action review interviews, that there was a bit and has been a bit of a learning curve for him. I think he is tinkering with the two running back set out of necessity. I think the shuffle pass was put in as a situational thing because they didn't change much in the game plan in the Fiesta Bowl, but that was a situational thing with Vita Vea being on Washington's defensive line and the way Washington aggressively attacked the football on defense. They had a good defense, and Penn State still shredded it, by the way.
Yes, it did.
So that play didn't work, but it was – and I think they went to it too much in that game, but it was his first game as the OC. Come on. I mean, he called the play too many times, but he thought it could work, and that's why he kept going.
If that was his biggest issue,
right.
It's not so bad.
And if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Trace McSorley's your quarterback.
All right, you're listening to the Ask Ross segment with Ask Andy of the Keystone Kickoff Show, and it's brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Now, I got another question from our good friend Mike in Lake Winola. Mike, I'm not going to ask you a question, but I'm going to put out your side note. Side note is recruiting rankings were much too short this year, according to Mike. You guys should petition Galante to do two recruits per ranking segment so you can go more in depth. By the way, Mike, yes, I do listen to the questions. I read them, and I'll ask you, Andy, what do you think? Next year, do we do two at a time?
You know what? I think we should shorten it. Weren't we doing like five or four in a week until we got to the end?
We were doing five, but previously we did it in two segments. We did like 10 the first year, so it's down to five.
When it comes to recruits and Ross and watching film, he's a big fan of hearing himself echo what he thought. How's that for a diplomatic way to put it? He doesn't have any trouble talking, so I think we all realize that, you know what? We kind of like this and we're pretty good at it. So less is more. So let's do less guys because we can talk about it more. and we were trying to squeeze in guys at the end, so that's a very good point.
Okay,
I don't disagree with him.
All right, Mike, you hear that? And just a quick note to you, I do read all the questions that you submit. So besides asking Ross a question, if you'd like to make a suggestion on a segment, if you got a good idea like Mike here from Lake Winola did, just send it in on either the Ask Ross segment button or the Ask Greg segment. I promise I will read it. And if we turn it into a segment, we'll even give you credit for it. How's that? All right. Let's see. Where do we go from there? All right. Let's go to Paul in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Ooh.
Guys keep confusing us with these names.
Carolina.
Anyway, Ross, we're Andy. I know we're a way out from the season, but do you see Tommy Stephens having more catches and or touchdowns than any other tight end on the roster?
Oh, this goes against every bone in my body because I debated Mr. Flounders on this what do we call that segment?
Make the case.
Make the case. Thank you. Their 50-something moment for today. He said the short answer is, Paul, in Jacksonville, North Carolina, yes. And yes, especially after what you saw at the tight end position coming out. And he is a red zone weapon. And it is getting him the ball in space and then letting him become the wrecking ball and athletic space eater that he is. That is so valuable. So I do, yes. Unfortunately, because that only solidifies Bob's argument that he smoked me.
Well, I think the answer is yes to that, too. Okay, we got a minute left. I want to get one more in so we can go back-to-back North Carolinas.
Ooh.
Jesse from Charlotte. Seems offensive line recruits are the toughest position group to hit on. Lots of swings and misses. He goes in much more in-depth, but essentially, why is that? Why is it so tough to recruit offensive linemen or judge them?
Well, I think... So, the interesting thing is the defensive tackle is actually the hardest position to recruit. I don't think you're going to get much debate on that.
But you know who the studs are, though. Why is it so tough on the offensive line to determine who the it seems like five-star offensive linemen could very well go the other way.
Yeah, I think the offensive linemen are so hard to recruit because the development phase is so much longer than any position on the field. Let's be honest. I mean, it is 18 to 24 months.
And so it's both a physical and mental maturity they have to get. All right, who's our winner, Andrew?
Well, I like the one asking about who would win a national championship first, but Paul in Jacksonville, North Carolina, because you crushed my soul, you are our winner.
All right, very good. Thank you, Andy. Let's get ready for quarter number four.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hey Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all you can eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.